Okay, I've got the bell here, so we'll enjoy a little bit of mindfulness. Just invite you to close your eyes if you want to, and if you don't want to, that's okay too. Just kind of bring your attention into your breathing and your body. You can open your eyes, or if they're already open, that's fine too. So, let's chat a little bit about the last week or two. Let's see, we did some mindful eating and we've talked about mindfulness with emotions. How has it gone for you practicing mindfulness in the last little bit since we've seen each other? What do you think, Caitlin? You think thumbs up. Okay, what's that mean? Do you think if it was your idea? If you asked Mom, do you want to take a couple deep breaths with me? Or do we want to sit outside and listen to the birds sing? Or what other kind of things do you like to be mindful of? Birdies? Okay. So do you think that if it was your idea, you'd be more open to it? Okay. And mother, daughter, give and take. Mom might ask you sometimes, and you might ask mom sometimes, and one of you could be busy while the other one asks. But if you keep at it and keep practicing a little bit, it can be helpful. I did have a thought about that. It left me, but it'll come back. Like it's there. It's just sitting on the edge over here somewhere. What I have found with myself and with my kids, if I do it when we're feeling tense, well, if I do it with myself when I'm feeling tense, I am grateful because I've built up the practice of feeling like it really helps me. But in the beginning, it was short-lived. Like I could, maybe focus on my breath and body for a little bit, and then everything would kind of feel intense again. And if I would encourage my kids to do it when they were upset, sometimes they would be like, no. But over time, like my daughter Grace, you met Grace, right? I brought her once. I think you were there once or twice. She asks for it now, but in the beginning was not really interested, especially when she was upset. So I don't know what was going on for you all. But I do find that it's helpful to find ways that it's meaningful for each person, whether it's listening to the birds, feeling our feet on the ground, noticing our breath, maybe as we're going to sleep, just different times when we find that it's helpful for us, and then kind of build upon that. And sometimes too, like mom to mom, I know you know how it is, where it's like, it almost seems like just anything we do at certain moments is going to be resisted. So those are the times when I have found it most helpful and continue to be most helpful to like, just, okay, I'm focused, huh? Yeah, I have focused it on me. Yeah, yes. Absolutely. Yeah, it is. And it's giving ourselves a little time to work through whatever is there and to model and just take care of ourselves. And I think that that's when we see it that way, and then our kids can experience it that way for themselves too. So, yeah. It's like, yeah, it does. Sure, right. And it's really, mindfulness is like just, I feel like we're already mindful of things. And that this is like a class like this, or, it having a word to describe it is just helping us like focus our attention, like build upon it more, practice it more, because we really are, we're aware, of certain things. And then that mindfulness just brings that more gentle, kind awareness to things and gives us a little more space. So, yeah, just building it in little by little and finding what ways, are fun, especially for the kids. The mindful eating, is fun, and other, I was thinking, a lot of us, we want to focus on the emotional aspect, and that's really important. But I think the reason that there's other aspects that are introduced to the kids is to help it be fun and enjoyable and applicable. So it gives it like a bigger picture, yeah. Okay. So today is our last day together. In this particular class anyway, not that we can't meet again or that we wouldn't meet again, but in this class. And so mindfulness, like I said, it's something that we're already aware. We notice things about ourselves, our bodies, our world, our experiences and things that are going on around us. And mindfulness is a way to use our awareness, to use our attention in ways that we choose to make choices. And kind of to, I don't know, I think bring some appreciation into our life in some ways also. And it's not something that anybody can really take away from us because we already have it. So one thing that we talk about in this ending review, and we're going to build upon, is, and I'm going to ask you, Caitlin. Caitlin, how old are you again? 7. Okay. So, what is your school experience like? You like school? Okay. Are you in a public school? Okay. Montessori. Okay. Yep, I'm familiar. I like that. Okay. Okay. Okay, nice. So in school, you probably learned like 2 + 2 = what? 4. Okay. Now, yeah, I know. That's an easy one. So do you think you think about that 2 + 2 = 4 every single day? Not exactly, but you probably use that every day, right? That knowledge that you have. Right? Now, can anybody take that away from you? You have that knowledge, right? Okay. It's the same thing with mindfulness. You have the awareness of what it is, and you can utilize it in the ways that we've practiced here, and maybe other ways that you will learn in the future, or even make up on your own. You'll notice how. Yep. You'll notice how mindfulness applies to your life in various ways. So that's the main message of this class, is that it's something that you have within you that you take with you. And we're going to talk today about anxiety and test taking. Do you ever have to take tests at school, or do you ever perform anywhere? Like, you know, any sports or anything? Nice. You look like you're excited. You have a smile on your face. Yeah, that's fun. No. Yeah, that happens. That happens sometimes. Yeah. Okay. Do you ever feel a little anxious or scared before a performance? No, that's not something that you ever experience. You're just ready to go? Okay. Sure. And that can be kind of a powerful experience too. Okay. Well, what we're going to practice today is something related to performance and tests. So I'm going to apply it to performances as much as I can here, since that's what's familiar to you. And you can utilize this for tests or just other things that you might feel a little anxious about that you have to go do. Okay. Yeah, definitely. Yeah, it's definitely helpful for all of us. Okay. And, you know, sometimes we might feel nervous or afraid or whatever. And do you think that mindfulness could potentially be helpful for that? Yes. Okay. All right. First, we're going to go through a scenario, and then we're going to do a little like pre-performance or pre-whatever it is, calming. Okay. So this first part, I'm just going to read, and we can just get our mindful bodies on. So just notice your body. And allow it to be as still as it can be on your mom's shoulders. Or off of your mom's shoulders. and then, it looks like fun. Aww. Yeah. So you can allow your eyes to close or not. Whatever works for you. And so just imagine that you're in the middle of a performance, or you're saying, you know, you're in a meeting, you're leading a meeting or something. So you're in the middle of it and things are going pretty well. And then you come to a part that is really hard. Maybe you forgot what you were going to do, or somebody around you forgot what they were going to do. And you know that you kind of know the next step, but you can't remember it in the moment. So notice how you start to feel. It's really hard. You feel kind of stumped. So without mindfulness, you might feel discouraged, afraid, some other feelings, maybe for the rest of the performance or whatever it is that you're working on right then. But imagine that when you reach that hard part, or, you know, that part where somebody else is doing something that's kind of setting you off in their performance, instead of getting discouraged or frustrated, you remember to be mindful. So if you have the space to, like, pause, you could close your eyes and take a few deep breaths. Notice how your body is feeling and keep breathing. If you don't actually have the space to really pause, you can just notice how your body feels and keep breathing until you feel more calm. Then you open your eyes. Your mind feels clear again. You continue your test, your performance, your meeting, and finish. And then imagine at the end feeling calm and satisfied. Feeling calm and satisfied. And maybe with you, Caitlin, because you have performances, you can kind of tune into that feeling of what it feels like when you're doing it or when you're done, when you're really feeling positive about it, excited, you know? If you have any anxiety or like there's anxiety because there's other people in your group maybe that feel nervous, you can close your eyes for a moment or just take a deep breath and notice your breath and then imagine that feeling that you have had at the end before in other performances. So this is something that you can lead Caitlin into if she's ever feeling anxious. Yeah, I'm going to also share with you the next thing that we're going to do. We're just going to take this a step by step, and I'll share this in print with you so that you'll have it. And you can modify it for your own situation also. Okay, so, and sometimes if you're there with Caitlin, this is something that if you learn it and it's helpful for you, you could share it with your friends who are also doing the performance with you, or mom, you can do that with the group, or you could share it with the coach or something. Sometimes coaches already do this kind of thing because it's, just supportive of the team being able to work together. Or if they're individually participating, it can help, you know, the ones that feel a little bit anxious, kind of it is really like coaching, visualizing things going well. But also, I like that it acknowledges when it gets hard, because that can definitely happen. And then being able to meet that anxious feeling or discouragement in a different way, you know. Which makes you more mad. But mom's trying to help you. Right, mom's trying to help you. And Caitlin, what do you notice about that feeling when you get discouraged? What happens with it? Okay. The reason I was asking that of you, Caitlin, was to see if when mom says it's okay to feel that and know that it will pass in a little bit, it sounds like you're saying, that just kind of stirs it up, or you feel more mad because mom's saying something. So I was asking you what your experience was. And if you're not really remembering that right now, that's probably part of it. It's like, well, it comes and it's big and, you know, it goes, right? Because right now you're not mad. So eventually it does pass. But when you're in the middle of it, it's hard to hear that it will pass. It sounds like. So when you asked about, what we can do, I'm guessing you have, but have you talked about that together? If there is anything that you can do, that you can say at the time, does Caitlin have any suggestions? No. Okay. Well, sounds like the parent-child learning of just navigating that uncomfortable situation that can arise sometimes between us. Like, sometimes we found it helpful with my kids to to say, okay, is there something that we could say? My son had some stuff at one point, a period, quite a long period actually, where he would just gets very upset, and it was just really hard to know what to say or do in those situations to help him, you know? And sometimes we would be able to agree on a certain word that we talked to first about what choices like he could make, choices that he could make when he's upset that would help him, maybe things, activities or something he could do, or he could get a hug or whatever things. And then I said, is there a word I could say to you? And I think he kind of came up with some silly word that I could say to him, and it would remind him. But it took a while for him to really, like, for that to really click in and him find it helpful. And part of it was just the natural process of maturing through childhood, you know. But part of it is, you know, is that yes, he's 13 now and it's a lot different. And I've asked him questions about what he thinks it took, and part of it is just needed time to grow up. So. Which is, yeah, but it's lovely that at least y'all are there, able to talk about it. And as we'll go through this other calming experience, this might be a proactive thing that you can do or she can do on her own. No, and and or with her, if you feel it's helpful for you, Caitlin, the stuff that we're doing, then you could also share it with your friends. Some of my kids have done that too, and then it kind of, I don't know, I think it might maybe bring in a little bit more depth when we share it with others, or when we just find benefit in it ourselves. So let's practice this. This is a pre-test calming, or it could be pre-performance, pre-meeting. Anything that brings up a little bit of anxiety. Sometimes people have anxiety doing other things, going places or traveling or having certain kinds of appointments, you know, whatever it is. You could also modify this for bedtime. And so when we use this proactively, like before something, and we practice that, then we can go, okay, how was this helpful for me? And if it was, then we can remember, okay, maybe that would be helpful for me when I'm feeling a certain emotion, you know, upset, angry, scared, sad, also. So that's where what we talked about in the beginning, when we use mindfulness in ways that kind of help us proactively when things are calm, they're going well, then we start to build up trust in it, in ourselves, really. And then we can use it more when things get a little bit more difficult. Sometimes emotions are so strong. That pull of the emotion is so strong that to pull ourselves in and just pay attention to, you know, what's going on, to allow ourselves to calm our nervous system, it just takes a lot of practice. So keep at it. Okay. So are you two ready to try this next exercise? Okay. You ready? Okay. All right. So, your class or your group or anything can practice mindfulness before any tests or performances. So, we're going to use the example of, does a test have any relevance for you? Caitlin, do you ever take tests? Okay. The what? State test? Okay. All right. We'll just talk about this in terms of a test or a performance. Okay. So we can allow our eyes to close, or you can keep them open. So just imagine there's a really big, important test or performance, and like everybody in your group is feeling a little bit nervous. So allow your eyes to close and place your hands in your lap. Open your ears. Listen carefully. Okay, Let me know when you don't hear the sound anymore. Okay. Now place one hand where you feel the movement of your breath. Maybe it's your belly or your chest. And take three slow, deep breaths. Just normal, natural, calming breaths. Okay, notice how your body feels. Okay. So we're imagining that we're before a test or performance. So if you feel anxious, nervous, or tense, just notice where you feel that in your body. If you feel anxious, breathe in one deep breath. And as you breathe out the anxiousness, the anxiety. If you feel nervous, breathe in one deep breath, and as you breathe out nervousness. If you feel tension in your body, breathe in one deep breath, and as you breathe out the tension. Take your next breath. Imagining ease coming into your body. All right, breathe calm into your body. So just really notice as you're breathing, kind of notice as you breathe in what it feels like. You're expanding your lungs, and then as you breathe out, there's a relaxation as you exhale. Imagine yourself taking your task or doing the performance with ease. Imagine ease in your body and mind throughout the whole performance. And then imagine finishing with ease at the end. Okay, you can open your eyes when you're ready. Hi, Caitlin. Thanks for joining us. Yeah, that's okay. So it's all going in. So there's a lot of times we might feel nervous or afraid or anxious, frustrated, and we can use mindfulness to help us during those times. So the next time that you're feeling that anxiousness, like maybe you're going to take a test or perform, or this is just something else, you can ask your mom to help you, Caitlin, or you can, maybe if you share it with a coach or anything like that, they could help too. This is a pretty simple exercise that anybody could modify for pretty much any activity. And again, it really does help us to do it when we're feeling calm, just to practice it, because sometimes when we're feeling a lot, it's hard to, to have trust in the practice. It kind of depends though. Sometimes it's worth a try. You could always ask, Caitlin, you could ask your mom, or mom, you could ask Caitlin, would you like to try some of the mindfulness, you know, to help yourself calm, or find words that are meaningful for Caitlin, you know, that mean something to her, that feel good to her. And sometimes some kids like to lead us in mindfulness, and that might be something to try too. You know, would you like to you know, like be the leader, be the facilitator, kind of like Amy was in the class? Yeah. Then that kind of lets them have that first-person practice. And I find, too, it can be helpful to really share my inner experience. Like, oh, you know, I'm feeling really frustrated right now, and I'm just going to stop and feel my feet or I'm gonna feel my hands as I run them underwater, or I'm noticing my breath and I feel kind of tense here and it feels better. Okay, I feel better that I noticed my breath for a few breaths. I feel like I can talk to you now. So when I do that in that first person like that, I feel like first I'm kind of just acknowledging what's going on in me, and that helps me to, you know, be aware of what's going on and not act from an angry place. And then it helps give them an example of what they can do without telling them what to do. Since none of us like that very much anyway, especially when we're frustrated. So, yes. So, as we close today, I just want to remind you, Kaylin, and you, Kathy, that what we've learned during this class, you won't forget. It's going to stick with you. It's part of you, and it's something that you can build upon and use to help you. And I would like to know, do you have any questions or anything as we close here? You can always email me, you know, or message me, and I would be glad to help you out. You know that. But do you have any questions at this time or anything that you want to share? Caitlin, do you have anything? You raised your hand. Uh-huh. It what? Oh, okay. I didn't either. Okay. Okay, yes. And I was just asking if you have any questions or if there's anything that you want to share at this time. I'm happy to answer any questions that you may have. Okay, good. Well, again, mindfulness is something that you have. It's inside of you, and you take it with you, and you can just build upon it from here. And if you have any questions or want to revisit it, you know where to find me. I'm happy to help you out. Yes, it is. And I am planning to add a few more audios relating to emotions and some other stuff, just to kind of give you a few more things to work with after the course is done. I'll probably send them as an attachment to email, or I'll just remind y'all to go to the course page on the website. Okay. Yeah, the link is at the bottom of all the emails I'm sending out. It says like access course webpage or something like that. And that has all the recordings from this course, and then it has a couple extras that I did just like real brief meditations exercises for you. There's just a couple there, and then I'm going to add probably at least like two, but maybe more. Just so that you can practice a little bit. They'll be just the exercises, so you don't have to go through the whole class. Yeah. Okay, and I will be sending out an email with this recording, and then it will have the link in there, and I'll make sure to kind of put it up higher in the email so that you see it. And I'll let you know when I have the other recordings done. Yep, no problem. Good. You're welcome. I hope it's been helpful, and it does take time. So just keep at it, and I think that it will be, you'll find benefit with it over the long term, you know. Okay. Bye, Caitlin. Nice to see you. Thank you for participating. Oh, yes. Yep. Oh. Bye-bye to your seal also. All right, how about we close with a few moments of mindfulness with the bell, and then we'll be good. Okay, here we go. Us mamas could sit here like this for a while, I bet. Yes, it's nice. Thank you both, and thank you to everyone who participated this time around. And I will send out the video, the Just Breathe video that's on my website, Kathy, for you to watch with Caitlin. It's got kids in it practicing. And look at that light. Yeah, and yeah. Oh, yes. Okay. Yeah. Oh, yeah, I can see that now. Now that you've stretched them out. Nice. Yes. Okay. Yes, the Just Breathe video with the kids. I'll send out that with tonight's and then in another email because my kids love that one, especially my younger ones. So that might be fun too to watch. Okay. All right. Thank you both. You take care. We'll be in touch. Okay. Bye-bye. Bye, Caitlin.